This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
I tried telling Lombardi that. Oh, speaking of Lombardi, the Eagles just hoisted one February 9th, Green Bay. Not only did they jam it in your face in the playoffs, but they held your coach's trophy up. How you feeling on that? Yeah. All right, without further ado, those guys are doing a great job in the mornings, man. Him and John McMullen do a great show. I love watching that show. Guys, do me a favor. Please hit the like button. Without further ado, Big Z, Xander Krause joins us now.
What's up, Fake Sills? How you doing, brother?
You got to be getting tired of that conversation, too.
Oh, though. Dude, I'm so sick of it. Even when the news broke today, I'm like, I'm not even I don't even want to tweet about it. I don't want to talk about it. I mean, we keep bringing it up in the morning. We got to keep everybody informed. But, yeah, it's a nightmare. It is what it is, but I think what's very clear is what you and Carton said. It's going to be gone.
Now. Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of time. I mean, you can tell where the league is going with it. It's going to be gone, so the question now is not if, it's when.
How about when John brought that up, man? That was a great take by him, by the way. When he brought up Alan Sills up, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's so right, because the league's doctor came in. And when, dude, that was the, I've never heard them parachute that guy's name in any conversation in the last 10 years since he's had that role. As the, in case you don't know, he's the league's doctor. And he all oversees all of the stuff that goes on.
Chief medical doctor for the
NFL. Yeah, he's their chief medical guy commenting on an NFL play that there's no intel where a guy gets hurt. That went, and by the way, you know what tabling means, Xander? In May, they're gonna outlaw it.
It means that they want to do it, but they don't have the votes yet, so they got to wait till they get the votes.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like going to court. You have a case, and what you got to do is you didn't present your case good enough. So what you do is you get a chance to come back and rewrite what you really mean on trying to get that particular case. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come up with a better way of writing this thing. In your opinion, 2025, is it in or not?
I'm going to say no. If I had to say right now, I'm going to say no because of the tabling today. I mean, if they're tabling it and then they were already talking about, this is where I love Johnny Mac. John's been telling people for months that this wasn't going to go through because of the way they worded it, because of the way the way Green Bay worded it. Now today, right out of the owner's meeting, this isn't worded the right way. They wanted to go back to the 2004 rule. And I'm like, boy, where did we hear that before? Johnny Mac was saying that for months on Birds 365. So I think it's going to be out because of the table today.
All right. So I listened to both Howie and Nick. Howie was on with Kay Adams, and Nick was on doing the press conference in the scrum there down in Palm Beach. And we'll go over a little bit of what he said here. But, you know, to me, I didn't like the way Howie presented that when Kay asked him a question, that we reward players for exceptional play. Well, I guess it's subjective on how you look at that and listen to that, because I can name you a ton of players that have had success in Philadelphia and we're part of a number one ranked defense in the NFL.
Wait. Part of? Saquon Barkley set an NFL record, record, and NFL record.
You won that Super Bowl because of the defense, not Barkley.
I didn't say we didn't. But okay. Saquon, but to compare one person on that defense to what Saquon's individually did is not right.
Oh, wait a minute here. I thought I was told that he rewards players for exceptional play.
Yeah, Zach Bond got a $15 million contract.
Okay. I just saw a guy get $26 million and another guy get $20 a year. You're trying to tell me that you don't think Milton and Josh in the last 2 years, 3 years, that helped those teams?
I didn't say they didn't help.
Super Bowls? Wait a minute.
They helped. Wait. No. I'm flipping this on you,
have
silly.
Have they not delivered?
I'm flipping this right on you. Are you telling me that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat did for this team what Saquon Barkley did?
Number one ranked team and helped get the team to two Super Bowls on defense? Yeah.
Okay, so if you value those guys that much, then you would have paid him the money if you were a GM.
No, I didn't say to pay him. I'm talking about what that led. They produced. He said these exact words. We reward players who perform great for us.
No. He said exceptional, not great. You changed it.
I don't know what you think $26 million a year is. He's making more than Saquon.
Yeah, but was Milton exceptional, Cilio?
That defense was. He was part of that unit. No. Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me Saquon did that all by himself without that O-line?
The O-line's paid. Everybody's got paid on that O-line.
Wait a minute. That O-line, why couldn't he do that shit in New York?
Well, because he doesn't have as good of players around him. But Saquon's individual accomplishment. Milton Williams didn't have 24 sacks and sets the NFL record.
Wait a minute, because he doesn't have that many good players around him.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. Okay, now the new Cilio line. Milton Williams was more important than Saquon Barkley.
That's not what I said. I didn't say he had a better year. I said he had exceptional play that helped the team go to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Every one of these players, did Hassan Reddick excel for you?
The two first team all pros got new contracts.
Hold on. Did Hassan Reddick excel for you in 2 years with 30 sacks?
Good 22, mediocre 23.
Okay.
No. He didn't play in 23.
30 good sacks.
What did he play? 21 and 22?
No, 22, 23.
Yeah, right. And then 24 he missed. Right. Yeah. Good 22. Okay, 23. Remember, he had hand injury in the start of the year. He wasn't really relevant in the first couple of games. I mean,
16 sacks and then 11 and a half.
Yeah, solid. Good player.
27. 30 sacks in 2 years is a good player now.
Are you seriously trying to tell me that?
No, Hassan I'm saying that your boy doesn't pay everybody who has good years.
But that's not what he said. He said
yes, it is.
Player does except
we want it, and we want it to be a destination. We want it to be a destination where if you come here, you'll get paid.
Are you a fruitcake who thinks every player who has a decent year is exceptional?
No, I'm holding him to his word.
No, his word was exceptional. What do you gauge as exceptional?
Do you number one defense and
that's a team accomplishment.
It's that 2,005 rushing yards is a team. Wait a minute, that 2,000 rushing yards is a team accomplishment, is it not?
Well,
no. Well,
the offensive yardage is a team accomplishment.
Are you trying to tell me you think? Why couldn't he do that?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But the 2,000 rushing yards is an individual statistic.
No, it's not. It's a team accomplishment. The old line.
No, it is not.
Oh, my God. Your
rushing yards for the team.
You really think that he did that? By...
No, you're conflating.
Are you making the assumption that he did that by himself?
You motherfucker. You. No. How many sacks did Milton Williams have? That's a better comp. How many tackles?
No. How many number one games did they play at the number one defense in the league?
No.
Who was the best player on the field in the Super Bowl? Josh Sweat.
Saquon Barkley's rushing stats are an individual.
That's right. Statistic. Saquon did it all by himself.
I didn't say that. I said it's an individual statistic.
Oh, he could do that anywhere then, right?
I didn't say that. I said
it's a team accomplishment.
No. You can't get that accomplishment without a great team. You can say the same thing about every quarterback that throws for 4,500 yards. So when a quarterback throws for $4,000, it's not a quarterback accomplishment.
It's a team accomplishment. Jamar Chase?
No. Why did Josh Allen just win the MVP?
Is Jamar Chase a product of Joe Burrow in a team, or is that just Jamar Chase doing that?
Well, no, but you don't say Jamar Chase's 2,000 yards are a team accomplishment.
He obviously needs
the quarterback
without
in the team.
The quarterback in the line and the
but
play.
It's not a team accomplishment.
Holy cow. So you think being the number one defense is more of a team accomplishment?
No, I don't think it's thanks to Milton Williams.
If a guy goes for $2,000 rushing, That's all him.
Wait. So you're telling me that we're the number one defense because of Milton Williams and Josh Sweat?
Oh, they're part of that. Yes, sir.
No. That's not what I said. Because of.
Sure.
Why do we have 2,500 rushing yards?
Because the O-line and the player.
Okay, but you had Swift
and Hurts.
You had Swift and Sanders the 2 years before that, and you had the O-line.
They were
good.
They weren't exceptional.
There you go.
No, they upgraded. Okay. Saquon, so the 2000, Saquon Barkley did that all by his lonesome.
Okay.
If I put that guy
in Jacksonville, you want to hear.
Hey, folks, you ready for this? If I put that guy in Carolina, how many yards do you think Saquon Barkley gets? 700 yards.
Nah, we're a little more than that. 920.
920. All right. Let me go to the replacements here.
Okay, Dan Williams.
I had a
fun Milton time. Cilio. Call him Milton Cilio.
I had a fun time with this here. Do you believe Mauro Ijoma will have a better career than Milton Williams?
Ooh, career. That's a leap. I'm not gonna take the bait on that. I'm gonna say no on Mauro Ijoma having a better career than the guy that just got 26 M's.
Second year, seventh round pick. Little grasshopper is learning very well. Look at that. All right. Hey.
That was a piece of bait right there. I'm gonna go ahead and say no though, Cilio. I think Milton will have a better career.
You see how he's trying to get back at me? He's calling me my last name. Let me go over here. Do you think Nolan Smith has a better career than Brandon Graham?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Brandon Graham had a – I don't know. Are you going off statistics alone? Because you could argue statistically he could be in Brandon's room because Brandon was never a stats guy. Brandon wasn't – he had double-digit sacks once in his career, and it was like when he was 35 years old coming off an ACL tear.
You think he's a better athlete than Brandon?
I do think he's a better athlete, but I don't say that in a slight at Brandon. I just think they're different builds. Yeah. Like, I think Brandon was one of the best defensive ends against the run in the NFL. Brandon was graded top 20 every single year of his NFL career. That type of consistency, I don't think Nolan's going to have that.
That's insane. Okay? That's really great. Mm-hmm. Do you think Jalix Hunt will replace the legend Josh Sweat? You think he has a better career than Josh Sweat?
Boy, I'm waiting for you to swap that Robustelli jersey out for a Sweat/Williams jersey, or maybe even the Big Sills jersey, if you could believe it. Cilio would get rid of his own jersey.
Hey, by the way, they're replacing mine at Miami with my 93 Canes jersey.
Man. Are they?
They found one. They're sending it up. Mario says,
"Epic."
Because Mario goes like this. But that gift there. He goes, "What's up with the Big Sills?" I go, "No." I go, "But that a great King of Prussia. A guy gave me that jersey, so that's why that bad puppy hangs up
Can
there."
Can we put the cowboy helmet on the outside?
I've already moved it twice.
Other side of the Thunder. It's got to be on the outside.
I've already moved it twice.
I moved it away. Zoom in short video of your show. It's the fucking cowboy helmet right there.
Hey, I've already moved. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Go to the Thunder. Put it where the Thunder helmet is.
All right, I'll do that. I think that probably would look better. I mean, fuck, we're talking Philly here. Why would I put that?
First off, I love your Stanford Catholic and your Thunder helmet. Those are dope helmets, too.
Oh, man, I love that Catholic.
The Stanford Catholic one's cool.
Hey, what colors were your St. Joe's?
Maroon, silver, maroon. Yeah.
I love that, man. All right. So you think Jalix, you think he replaces Josh?
I think Jalix Hunt will have, I think he's going to be in the 6 to 8 sack range next year, but I'm more focused on what he is from an every down player type of guy. Can he be that? How is he against the run? How is he in other types of roles? Because I thought for his size, I thought he showed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
A lot of flash late in the year last year in terms of being a more versatile edge. Remember, this guy used to play safety. You know, he was undersized. He's a tall dude, but he's undersized. I thought he showed a lot of flash on that. So I'm watching that for him, but I'm not going to say he's going to replace Josh Sweat just yet. I think he needs another year under his belt.
I'm going to make a prediction here. You ready? Get your fucking book out. Get your book out.
I'm going to write it on the Big Sills list of predictions that I already have running.
I think your breakout player this year is Jalix Hunt.
Well, you had on your bold predictions that he would have more sacks than Nolan Smith, but you had 6.5. Are you ready to alter that number?
No, because I want to see him be able to play on a consistent basis against the run.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he's like 6'3.5", right?
Yeah, he's tall. He's taller.
Okay, so 6'3.5", you put him up to 255. Like that, Vic gets another year with him. I'll tell you what, I freaking hated this pick. I'm rolling into liking him a lot because I think Vic likes him a lot.
You know who else you're going to be liking by next year?
No way.
Joshua Uche de Coochie.
Man, that one of them. Dude, every one of those guys will be playing on special teams, and they're going to be a hunter on the kickoff team.
Joshua. We're going to be. I will chant silly.
Joshua Coochie.
Let's come up with something. For every sack that Josh Uche gets next year, Jesus. We have to do something for our viewers. What can it be? We're not giving away an Uche jersey, but let's do something for the viewers. We'll think about that.
I'll sing Fly Eagle Fly.
No, that's lame. You suck at singing one. You never do it two. It's inconsistent three, and I don't think the viewers want to hear it. So let's come up with something better than that.
Shut the fuck. All right. Let's go to the next one here.
Oh, man. Joshua Uche.
Or Nelson Aguilar, the guy you got from the Giants. Uzi. 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 Aguilar.
You called him Nelson Aguilar. You remember the dude down in Philly when there was a fire? You remember that video? And he caught the baby. We were catching him. Unlike Aguilar. I love that video.
All right. You think Sidney Brown takes over for – hey, by the way, before you answer this, Gardner Johnson, it's coming out. Jeff McClain even reported it now. I saw it after the fact. Jeff McClain said that there were issues inside the organization about Gardner Johnson. Does it seem to me Gardner Johnson – not that I know anybody like this, but he's not everybody's cup of tea, and he can kind of wear people out. That I know anybody like. And I like that, but does that seem to be that kind of guy and who he is?
I mean, I don't know him personally, but it looks like he's got that, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like he just could be a headache every once in a while? I mean, you walk into work, it's like one of those guys, you're just like, please shut the fuck up. Yep. I could see that.
You think that Swift shirt was the end?
No, I don't think that. I think
no,
that
was, I don't either.
I don't think that had anything to do with it. I don't think that. Team even paid attention to that. But here's the thing. Is that worth getting rid of?
No.
When he's that type of a playmaker.
No, you got to coach that.
12 interceptions in 2 years, bro. You just talked about being the number one overall defense. I mean, you can make an argument, Cilio. He was more important to the number one overall defense than maybe Milton. Now, I don't think that's actually true, but from a playmaking standpoint, he made big impact plays for the defense. Going to be a tough loss there.
I thought, though, in the first, like, half of the season, I thought he was all over the board. And then in the second half, he was all the way up until the, like, Super Bowl. He was really good. He got better, maybe understanding the defense more.
Yeah, and then remember, the only time he missed was when he got thrown out of that game, and we lost that game.
Where are you on Sidney Brown?
I'm not a believer yet. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm not going to sit here and profess what a guy can and
cannot do. He's got intangibles.
But I mean, look, part of this offseason is feel, right? I mean, we don't know on these guys. We just don't. There's going to be fans who are like, hey, they're all going to be great and they're all going to be home runs. People think like that. Some people will think like, Cilio, who the fuck? They haven't done shit. What are they going to do? Some people will fall in the middle. On this guy, I'm not in. I just don't see it as an every down player. I think he's a great special teams guy. He seems like he's a great gunner because he's got that you know, that high motor type of dude, but I'm not sure what he's going to be. You know, I think this is actually Rico. I think this is perfect right here. He says Sydney plays undisciplined. I think that's cash. I think that's money. He's athletic, fast, flies all over the field, but he's super undisciplined. So if you're going to get a couple flags or whatever it might be, or you're out of position, or well, you know, you're going up against Matt Stafford next year. You know, quarterbacks like that, they one look, you know, look you off and boom, you give up a touchdown over the top. So I'm not sure on him yet, but I'm wondering if they're going to do more at that position. If they're going to come into the year with that thing looking different.
Were you shocked when Howie said that the team's incomplete right now?
No. I truly believe that, because ever since I've been covering this team, and I've been a fan of this team for a long time, but I started covering this team in 2020 and I wasn't on the air. I just mean, I've always been the guy who made all the titles and the thumbnails and the videos. I've always known what you were talking about, what all of our hosts are talking about. So I've seen it up close. I know this team acquires a lot of players late in the process, even after the draft. You remember a couple of years ago, Steven Nelson, cornerback. The year after that, you got James Bradbury in August. These are August that you got these types of guys.
One more. Don't you remember you got Gardner Johnson?
Another good one. So you get a lot of dudes. Late last year, we got Becton after the draft. You know, remember, John brought up a good one today. The 2021 offseason, wasn't much happening. And then you traded for A.J. Brown on draft night. Like, there's a lot of time to go. There's a lot of things to do. Howie's got assets. Howie's got things, spots on the roster to improve. So doesn't surprise me at all. We got plenty to go, baby. Joshua Uche, he's going to have to work to make the team.
Could you see Howie Roseman trading the 32nd pick to Cincinnati and making a trade for Trey Hendrickson?
And then pay him 35?
No, they wouldn't pay two guys on the D-line north of $30 million. No way.
I don't see it, Sills.
No, you're right. No way.
You're going to give up the
first. Because here's the deal. Did you hear what I said earlier? By the way, all supers will be read at the end of the segment. You guys right now have 10 players north of $15 million on the team.
That's a ton, bro. That's a lot.
And with more coming.
Yeah.
So even if you exit Goddard, you still are going to look at next year Cam and Jalen Carter. And then you're going to be looking at potentially on a fifth-year option with Jordan Davis. You could have three guys added to that,
right,
minus one that would put you at 12 going into the next offseason, with dudes making north of $13 million.
Yeah, so take that list of dudes making north of 15, filter it by age, look at the oldest to the youngest, and start AJ to pick out guys at the top who are oldest that Howie will look and say, we got to move on from him. That's how they do it. I know people don't want to think like that, but they're building a roster, man. They got to continue to get younger, get better, and improve, and get more cost efficient every single year. So not
it's
this
like
year.
Conveyor belt, right? Well, it's like right. A conveyor belt.
It never ends, man. You got to keep it going every single year. So look at that roster. Who's going to be north of 30? That's making that. You know, can they go? How much of an impact are they? What type? Like Lane Johnson, obviously, you're not letting him go. But I mean, other guys who are getting up there in age are probably going to be moved on from.
Because I'm thinking, okay, are they going to do – could they make a Trey Hendrickson deal and pay him like that? I mean, then you're right. But he's not a $35 million a year guy. He's about
He did lead the NFL in sacks.
Would you rather pay him than pay Josh $25 million?
Yeah, definitely. He led the NFL in sacks last year. I mean, Trey's a good player. He also got shut down by Fred Johnson.
And they were also 28.
Yo, boy.
Hey,
this guy wants to make $40 million. You got shut down by Fred Johnson.
And they were 28th in defense.
Are you kidding me, Trey? You got shut down by Freddie J. Hey,
with all that being said, so the Cowboys are going to offer Michael Parsons $41
million. I saw that. They're going around his agent and all that. It's all sorts of weird things.
I'll trade first in defense.
I'll trade a first to Dallas, pick up Micah. I'll pay him 40.
Yeah, the Cowboys ain't doing it. Hey, what do you think? They're the Giants. They're not that stupid.
I do not believe it. What about 32 and Nolan Smith? Give me Micah.
No way.
Would you do that?
No.
No?
I'm not upset. Here's why. I think Micah Parsons can be a more complete ball player than – I mean, I think Nolan Smith, if he doesn't get hurt, then again, Mike is a bigger player. But he's not really all that physical.
He can't stop the run either. That's
I'm sorry, man. I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah, I know you're not. And you've been consistent on that. Philly Native says no, too. I'm curious what other people would say. I don't think I would do it. I was just throwing it out there because his contract's up. And in Dallas land, you never know.
Like when you,
you never know how they might fuck it up.
Hey, true. When I look at Max Crosby and I see Miles Garrett, Jalen Carter fits in that. When I see Micah Parsons, will that guy ever lead Dallas to the number one defensive football? Hey, the only thing that Miles Garrett has control of is that he makes his defense the number one defense in the league, which he has, okay? Which he did 2 years ago. They did that. Mike is never going to do that because he doesn't have the propensity to want to play the run.
I agree. Now, I do think your perspective on him is a little bit more nuanced because of your experience at the position. So you don't like when a guy doesn't do everything up there. And I understand that. But in the modern NFL, he does the most valuable thing and he does it better than most people. So you're going to pay something for that, even if he can't stop the run. And I think this is one thing that John McMullen is right on, where he says, I want Eagles to get Micah just because I want to see the fan bases turn. Everybody who says they wouldn't want Micah Parsons, you know, they would trade for him. The edits of him in Eagle Green, people would go ballistic over that. And they don't want to admit it, which is fine because he's a Cowboy. But they would all love him in Eagle Green.
He'd be all right, let me ask you a hindsight question then.
All right.
You had to do it all over again. Would you take Michael over Devontae? Because that's what the moves were for.
Yeah, right, I know. That's a tough one because we're world champions, Super Bowl champions. So how can I look at that move and say we needed to do something different? I don't think I'd be able to say that. But if you're talking about take the success of your team out of it and you're drafting a player, I think Mike is a more valuable player than Devontae Smith is. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. He's going to make $45 million. He's going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, you know? So – but it's hard to look at that draft in hindsight because of the Super Bowl. Like, if we didn't win the Super Bowl this year, I might look at you and say, Sills, to be honest with you, give me the edge rusher. Because I've been – how many times have we talked and said, all we want is a star edge? Like, we don't have that. We haven't had that in a couple of years.
And you won without it.
Right. That's an even better point. So, but I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, but – if it's player for player, I mean, take the success of the team and everything out of it. I mean, you got to go Mike. Mike is more valuable in the NFL.
We're going to read all the supers. Hit that like button. You bring up something that I love here. I hadn't thought about it. How much do you think that Super Bowl has raised the market value of your starting 22? Like, how much do you think Mulata's worth right now at his age of 27? In the open market, you think he's a $35 to $40 million a year player?
Who's the highest paid guard in the NFL?
Or that left tackle? Lefty. I think it's $35 million.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll let's look real quick because he would make. Let's look at left tackle, highest paid left tackle. Tristan Wirfs makes $28 million a year. He signed a 5-year, $140 million deal. All right. Oh my God, Jordan Mailata. What do you think Jordan Mailata is on this list?
He makes $17 million.
He makes 22. But he's
wow.
So average Mailata is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th in the league. And in total value of the deal, he's 8th in the league.
Dog. If he's on the open market,
he would get $30 million a year. He'd get 5 years, $30 million. 4 years, $30 million. He'd get $120 million deal. $150 million if he went 5 years.
How about Landon? What do you think? Do you think that the market has risen for all these starters because of the win of the Super Bowl?
It absolutely has. But Landon's like paid pretty good, bro. He's highest in the NFL at per year. Chris Lidstrom has the highest deal, but he makes 20.5. Landon's is $21 million a year. The only other guy in the 20s is Robert Hunt at 20, and Quentin Nelson makes 20 a year.
Your left side makes $43 million a year?
Yeah, and they should make $50 million, 55.
What do you think that center's going to command?
Let's look at centers.
They're probably going to high for whatever it is. The guy Creed Humphrey is
But here's the hard part about center. There's no way anybody is telling me that Cam Jurgens is better than Creed Humphrey. He's not close.
He's not close
to Frank.
He's not better than the guy in Detroit.
Frank Ragnow. And he's probably not better than the guy in Chicago and Drew Dahlman.
Or the guy in Baltimore. Lindstrom.
Right. Did he sign in Baltimore, Lindstrom? He was on the Atlanta.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Baltimore center because he's a pretty high-paid guy, too.
Oh, Linderbaum.
Linderbaum.
Got you, yeah. So, the top-paid center is Creed. He makes $18 million a year. Then there's a drop-off. Then there's Drew Dahlman, who got paid this year, yep. $14 million a year. Yep. Frank Ragnow makes $13.5 million. So, he's yep. probably going to make more than Frank because Frank signed the deal a couple years ago. Drew signed this year at 14.
Yep.
He's nowhere near Creed Humphrey.
Yep.
So is it 14? Is it $15 million a year? It's probably $15 million a year.
15. So you're going to have 22, 21, 15 on the whole. Man, you got a lot of money coming in, man. Two last ones here before we get to the supers here. What do you think is going on here? And here's something here that Nick said. And I think this solidifies it, and it's about Guard, it's about Goddard. Great player. Love to have him. I thought he was so uncomfortable answering this question because he has no say in whether or not he's on the team. Love to have him. You know, we're a better team when he's on the field. All the right things he said. At the end of the day here, Dallas Goedert, the only reason that he's not going to be on this football team is why? Money?
Money. Money. They want to bring him back. They want a short-term deal, and they want to lower the cap. They want to lower the money. He wants more money, and he wants a longer-term deal. So they're nowhere near in the ballpark. The Eagles are running PR right now. Believe me, I know the way the Eagles do business. I used to have many insiders working for us. I know the way they text people. I saw a couple tweets that people put out today. I know exactly where it came from. They want to make it seem as though the Eagles want Goddard back. They don't want to move on from him, but the two sides have to come to an agreement. They're not willing to give him what he wants. He rightfully wants a longer-term deal with a little bit more money, and they want to give him less on a short-term deal. Doesn't work like that. They're not going to be able to get it done, and I don't anticipate a deal is coming at all. But they're playing the PR game, make sure you get out in front of it, make sure you don't look too shitty, on the deal, and he's probably going to be gone. Now they're wording it as if the two sides can't come to an agreement, they'll look for a trade partner. Bullshit. They already know that they're not coming to an agreement. Goddard is as good as gone.
Last ones here. Three dudes that have not been signed yet, probably waiting until after the draft. Any interest in Justin Simmons?
I think it's an overrated name. Not in terms of the player. I just think in terms of people thinking what he would be for the Eagles. I like the player. He's been good. He's had a good career, but Vic, I don't think he's going to be the end. Vic likes him, but I don't think he's going to be the end all be all. I don't think it's something that you have to do. And, I don't know. I get a little bit of Kevin Byard vibes. Great safety in their prime, but, you think they're going to be what they were. I don't want to say he's toast because I think Byard got another big deal, but I don't think he's what he was, and I don't know how good it would work in Philly. I just think he's past that point of his career because, the one thing about being a big name is it becomes a trap later because then you sign a deal, and people expect you to be this great player and you're not that guy anymore, and then So I don't think he's – I think they might consider it. I'll say that. I mean, if they don't like what they have, you'll know real quick how they feel about Sidney Brown. If they get out of the draft and they don't sign him, you'll know they like him. And if they do sign him, you'll know that they're not feeling too good about Sidney.
If they draft a safety somewhere in the top three rounds, which won't be in the first two.
I don't think they will.
They're not going free agent safety. They're just not because they'd rather – again, because the money that's coming in. Would you ever consider bringing back Rasul Douglas?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I don't know how old Rasul is now.
31.
You know, it's funny. Well, dang, he got old quick. It's crazy how fast time goes. I remember when he just came into the league. Yeah, he was rode off in Philly pretty quick, and he developed into a nice player. I think he had stints in Green Bay. I think he played a couple other places.
He got a huge deal in Green Bay.
Yeah. So
in Buffalo, too.
He's older now, though. 31 is old. I mean, remember, this is a team that just shed some older contracts to try and get younger. So do you want to walk back down that road? They already signed a Dory Jackson.
Remember, it's a different style, though, Xander. It's not a, they're not asking him to play man. He's a zone defense. I mean,
right, it might work for him
pretty much playing center field. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I like Rasul, but, I mean, what do you see him as?
I'd like to know a little history of how he played, because when he got run out of Philly, I heard that he broke scheme and he broke technique, and that Jim Schwartz didn't like that. But then when he got into a more of a, you could play kind of like a little bit with less guardrails, he was more productive. He was really good in Green Bay. I think it was okay in Buffalo. But again, he's 31 now, and I'm talking about a little bit more experience back there, because I don't believe Kelee Ringo's the answer to take over that corner too. I just don't think you have the guy in the building yet. I know people will like him. Now again, you know, the thing that you look at Kelee, maybe they play him at less depth, and he's more shallower because of his size and he's bigger. You know, Vic does a great job at putting guys in positions that utilizes their skill set. So, I don't know, just to name one more here, Asante Samuel, 25 years old, in a zone. What do you think? Yeah. Now, this is going to be expensive because of the age of the player and because of the production of the player.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about him before. You know, I know people like him. I think it's another name trap. I don't think he fits Philly. He doesn't hit. He's a West Coast guy. I don't like it. I'm sorry. He's one of the guys I've completely.
I never thought Slade was a hitter, though, too.
Slade was not a hitter. So you're right. You bring up a good point. But you want to know one of the things? I always got mad at my TV, picked up my remote. Oh, come on. Slade, tackle, you know? So I don't want to go through that again. But I get it. It doesn't mean we can't win it with somebody like that. We did. It's a good point by you. But not my favorite, you know? Not my favorite. I think people fall into it because of the name, you know, but
bro, if I'm going to fall in love with anybody at the Chargers, is that Derwin James kid. That's the dude I like, that guy to play safety, that ball hawk guy who knocks people out.
Right.
That I love him. All right, let's get
to last this. Year. Rasul Douglas had his basically one of the worst years of his career.
It's probably why he's on the street.
Yeah.
Well,
23, he had a really good year.
Yeah, but here's the deal again. Now, that sounds to me a little bit of James Bradbury, to your point. That's got a little Bradbury taste to it, doesn't it? Really a great year and a shitty year.
He's 29 and a half. He'll be 30 in August. So,
well, that's not horrible. I mean, look at, by the way, look at the guys you signed at the edge rushers. Why couldn't you work that same shit with Rasul Douglas in a Vic Fangio scheme? Why couldn't Vic get the best out of that?
Yeah. Fair.
And plus, he get this, he's not going to be a giant number.
No, he wouldn't be. They wouldn't pay it. They wouldn't pay it. I mean, the most I would see him paying would be $3-4 million, like they did on Aziz, you know. And I think that ship has already sailed, because, well,
I signed Rasul Douglas for $4 million.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't do it till after the draft, you know, because they want those comp picks. So once that closes, they'll do that. But yeah, I mean, look, there's some good options out there, but I think they're going to lay low right now. Let's see what they do with these picks. They got a lot of picks. I'm curious to see where they move up. I think they're going to move up a lot. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those draft days where it's just all over the place. The Eagles are moving. They're going to be moving up, back, gaining picks, later picks, future picks, moving up for guys. I think they're going to be doing it all in the draft. So we'll see, man. We need another good haul this year. So Howie's got to be on his game, because if you want to repeat, you're going to need more than good players in the draft.
But, hey, I want to make one point to you before we read the supers. By the way, please hit the like button. We'll read the supers here in a second. You know, John made a comment that they're not going to draft a nose tackle at 32. You know, the guys we're talking about aren't really nose tackles. They're interior tackles, yes. But, I mean, the kid from Michigan, Oregon, and Ole Miss, these guys played up and down the line of scrimmage at 3, 2, and a 0. So they're not traditional nose. What Jordan Davis was, Jordan Davis at Georgia played in a three technique. he didn't really play in the nose either. They have put him in the nose position because that keeps his pads down. I'll tell you, like I said, to your Xander, you made a point about wanting to see.
Wait, you think those Michigan guys are nose tackles?
Yes.
I think Kenneth Grant.
I don't think they're very good defensive tackles.
You think they're better nose tackles or better at defensive
tackles? Better nose tackles. I do not believe that Michigan has a true three technique. Like when I watched Jalen Carter in college and I watched that kid, that Kenneth Grant, do you see the same guy?
No.
It's not I see more of a lumbering nose playing in the nose. That guy looks like an Walter Nolan doesn't look like a nose. He looks like a guy that rolls around well. His hips are good. He plays a good three technique. He can play the nose. He's a powerful guy. Like when I watch Kenneth Grant play, I think the kid from Oregon, that Harmon kid's better. Now the competition.
Yeah, he's good. There is options though at nose in this draft. Nazir Stoudt.
I can get that in the third or fourth round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You think they'll do that and then not pay Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah, because you know, to your point, like I was gonna say, to your point, the true what you would have hoped for was to put Moro Ojomo on the nose and to put Jordan in the three. That's what they probably envisioned. No, well, when you draft the guy 13th.
No, yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
Nose. Plus, I think Moro Ojomo's, I don't think he has the feet that Milton has. And I think he's more of a powerful guy.
You're more of a Jomo hater.
No. I think if you put him in the right role, he's going to be good. I do. Again, what's the one thing
they
said?
Garton calling you out?
Who?
Garton.
Who is?
Garton. Craig Garton.
Oh, what? He's another you. Great. Congratulations. You and him are the same guy. Talking shit to Big Sills. All right.
He called Jay, said you had a vendetta. What? And he said he knew what it was. What does that mean?
I have no vendetta against. Well, I will confess one thing. When I was a kid growing up, I won't lie, I fucking hated the Eagles. Okay? Because they were my true rival with the Giants because my uncle played there. Okay? I beat the Cowboys. Dude, Cowboys and Giants? Sorry, dude. I grew up with Eagles and Giants as my rivalry. Okay, it's like Red Sox. Here's my rivals when I grew up. Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, and Yankees, Red Sox, and Giants and Eagles. You're the guys that have betrayed the rivalry and want to kiss the ass of the Cowboys. Screw the Cowboys. I have no respect for them.
Giants aren't relevant.
Giants are always relevant.
No, they're not.
They're one of the originals, baby. Always remember that. Okay? Remember, you came in years later, Steagles. Remember that. New York Giants are one of the originals.
We're 10 years away from being the most storied franchise in NFC.
10 years away from what? What did you say?
Being the most storied franchise in the NFC.
Oh, so in 10 years, you think you surpassed the Patriots?
I didn't say that. Oh, now the Patriots in the NFC East?
No, the East.
We got three Super Bowls in the next 10 years.
Let's see. The Giants have 8 world championships.
Maybe more. We could have more. 3 and 10.
Giants have 8 world championships.
Okay. If you're counting, are you counting champions? We have 5.
Okay.
All right. All right, good. We're going to have 3 more in the next 10.
When I say 8, I don't root for the Giants anymore. I don't. When I was a kid,
you know, you just proved it. You just got screwed. Backed you into a corner, and you've just revealed all, and you don't even know it yet. You're going to sit on your couch tonight with your 14 Coronas and be like, what the fuck did I do? Are you kidding me, Craig Carton and Xander?
14.
Please don't have more than that, Silio.
Oh, hey. My God. Hey, do me a favor.
I'll make sure I turn my phone off tonight.
Hey, Craig Xander, let's get to these supers here, man, all right?
Yes, sir, Daniel Williams. Danny Sweat, all right? Here we go. Brian Pump, not signing anyone over 29. Too many old bums on the market. Trust the youth. Justin Simmons is not someone you sign to compete for a job. Sydney got it. Look at Pumper. believing in somebody for once. I love it, Brian.
Xander's going after everybody. Carson.
What do you mean? I didn't go after him. Dude has shit takes all year. Guy's got it. You know, he's got some of the worst takes you'll ever see on a football show. Oh, you got to hold him accountable for him. Matt Dio, Walter Nolan, and Nick Emmanuari are my favorite players. Those are two good favorite players, brother. They are both special talents.
I and they could be there at 32. Absolutely.
And I don't want Nick Emmanuari for my Eagles. Sorry, bro. Matt Dio again, Nick Emmanuari, 6'3", 4'3", speed, 220, perfect RIS 10. The safety from South Carolina is as versatile as Kyle Hamilton. Does he project to play nickel safety similar to DeJean? Range 25 to 47?
Hey, Nick, 220? Saquon Barkley weighs more. Come on, man. I need people with some rocks. I need some people with some rocks in their pocket.
I want some defensive lineman guys, bro. I don't want them. I do not want a safety. I'm sorry. Swaggy Skip, Xander, I've been waiting for my mod terms back. Swaggy, have you earned the wrench? Have you earned the wrench? Swaggy Skip, I'll have to give you a rundown, brother. Okay. We'll see. Swaggy with 20. Maybe you did earn the wrench. He's dropping at 20. So tell me what you would do with the draft that's coming up. He would trade all his picks to get back Josh Sweat.
Actually, what I would do is I would take that 32. Hey, by the way, they're not taking an O-lineman at 32 to put him at right guard. That ain't happening. You're not drafting a guy to first round guy to go to right guard. No way. If those one of those three D tackles is not there, and one of the premier edge rush. Hey, here's the problem with the edges, Xander. If the top three guys go. You want me to take the seventh best edge?
I know. 32? I've been saying this. I don't like it either. That's why I've been saying trade up. Are they going to trade up?
Or out.
Yeah, but then who are you taking that out?
Okay.
Then you're giving up your chance to get an impact player.
At least I'm taking a gamble in the second round and not a first round pick on a guy.
You better get a good asset for it, Hills, because we need guys who can play on this football team right now.
Yeah, well, again, if somebody comes to me and goes, I'll give you a first-round pick next year for 32, and you trade out and get a second-rounder for it, I'm doing that all night.
Yeah, that's fair.
You mean to tell me I get all those
picks? But you're not getting that.
Well, hey, you don't know who's going to fall down there.
You're going to get like a fifth-rounder to move back.
Wait a minute. So you think if I trade out a 32 at a first round, that in return I'm getting a fifth?
Next you're getting a second and a fifth.
Oh, so you're getting multiple picks.
No, well, you're going to move back from the one to the two to a second rounder. I'm saying you're not going to get two twos. You're not going to get an additional two.
A two and a five sounds right.
A two and a five. That's what I think you'd get. Yeah, that's what I think.
Two and a five sounds right. But do you need any more fives?
No.
You got four of them now.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll package them up for something. Who knows, man? Who knows what they're doing with these fives?
I would trade almost every one of those fives away.
Yeah, I would too.
For a third rounder.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's actually a good call by you. Master Chief, Muchacho Coochie Uchi, and
Coochie Uchi. Xander's got this guy with Reggie White, 18 sacks this year.
I didn't say that. I have it written down so I can fact check your the big sales and on the fly.
That guy will
six sacks for the Oochster.
That guy won't make the team.
Bullshit. The Oochster. Six sacks for the kid.
The Coochie Uchi.
Swaggy Skip again. Holy shit. I think he earned the wrench. That's 35. Love you guys. Go Birds. Jacob Sills, Jacob ZK. Let's go, Swaggy Skip.
Like
go
that.
Birds,
very
baby.
Very good. Very
we got to come up with something for the Uchi. For Uche.
Uchi Coochie.
I saw someone in the chat said, instead of Cilio starting every show at 255, for every sack Uche gets, make him start at 155. I like that one. That's a good one. I like it. Humbler.
Oh, Tommy my GM, God. Get
just DeJean. LOL. Thank you, Sills.
Tommy GM. Yeah. I like Adam Peters, man.
Celio crowned that guy the best GM in football after one mediocre year. Guy's had a
shitty Adam off Peters, because he's only had 1 year.
He's had a shitty offseason.
He's had a spectacular offseason.
No, he hasn't.
They've added, you subtracted. Good night.
Added a bunch of old stiffs.
Well, they added.
Overpaid old stiffs.
Added talent. By the way,
these guys are extending. Apart.
You guys are so wrong on Deep. Depot's in the 2 hole, or maybe even in the 3 hole.
Oh, you're not going to try and make me nervous on Debo, are
Brian,
you?
Brian, no. Terry McLaurin is going to get $35 million.
Terry can play, but you know, Quinyon Mitchell got him beat last year. He's still in his head with that celebration, that scary Terry celebration.
A zone corner has in somebody's head.
Right. Oh yeah, remember when Jaden, your boy Jaden, the love of your life, Jaden threw a deep ball?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
Ever threw that deep ball to
remember his first year in the league? He took a team that hadn't been in the playoffs in 13 years to the NFC title game. Yeah, that guy. I remember that guy.
Impressive. He'll finish third in the NFC East this year.
Yeah, that guy will be third in the MVP voting.
No, Jalen Mobley. And I'll prove it. They'll prove it this year.
29-03.
Roger Goodell. Did we get this? No. Roger Goodell, a baddie boy. I swear, Buddy locks Mahomes in his dungeon and forces him to spam deep balls with only a G-string on. You got to be kidding me, Brian. That's foul, bro.
They do love. I won't lie. They do love the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, you see what they're talking about? Potentially a new stadium or retrofitting Arrowhead. Talk about taking advantage of your fan base, dude. Don't rip apart Arrowhead. Arrowhead's a landmark. It's an awesome place to play a football game.
Well, here's the other thing, though. You can view it like that, and I don't disagree with you, but does the success of the team allow you guys to have a better stadium that's a better experience for the fans, you know? A lot of fans would like an upgrade, you know? And I don't think that's hey, I'm a guy that likes nice things. I don't like Jerry Jones. I've been to Jerry's World. I walked in that stadium and was like, holy shit.
The old place stunk. Texas Stadium.
That's true. It wasn't Arrowhead. Arrowhead's a good stadium.
Arrowhead's a legendary. It's one of the last original AFL stadiums.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Brian Pumper. Oh, yeah, the NFL's chief medical officer was crying. Tush push is cooked, fellas. We see who that guy works for. Yeah, you're right about this, Pumper.
Roger Goodell, absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you're right about that. Here we go. How you doing? What's up, Bonehead?
Yeah, Bonehead. Thank you, Bonehead.
The ice ball was back when the Pack were men. Yeah, it's true. They're not men anymore.
Can you imagine? I mean, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers is crying about the tush push play, and they ran a quarterback sneak play to win their third world championship in a row, and you've got that guy crying? I don't believe that guy knows what he's talking about.
Pumper says, y'all see how jealous this league is? These dudes not letting a freaking accountant swindle and school them again. The league reaction is telling.
Howie Roseman. Howie Bookkeeper Roseman.
Pumper, did you return from like the island of Pumper yet? You're like across the map, across the globe.
I like the way Kay Adams, man.
The problem, you know what my problem with Kay Adams is? Tell me. Is every time I watch her, I don't hear anything.
I know.
Well, I don't hear any football. I'm watching. I'm just not hearing. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, I'm gonna tell. Oh, I know what you're saying. But remember something. She's got to be very careful on what she says too. You know why? Because the league invited her there. She can't be.
Yeah. I'm not criticizing her at all. I'm saying she's beautiful. I know. I get distracted.
You should see her in person.
Yeah, she's stunning.
She's a great looking chick.
I struggle to watch, you know, the football content. I'm on there.
She's great looking, and she's cool.
I got one of those eyes back when you were at the fair arcade when you were a kid. They sold you the googly eyes. Hey. That's me. Cue ball. People crying about a wrench. I woke up with one. How you doing, Q? You're ready to get stripped of your wrench, bro. That was some. That right there was an unnecessary shot. All right. That's all right. I like it. I like a little swagger cue ball.
Absolutely. All right. I think we got him. Is that right?
Oh, wait. One more. Wrench me, bro, he says. All right, swag. Okay. I got you, bro.
This will be my first break because this is what A La Machine does. Big Sills the Machine. 3.5 hours, baby. How you doing?
Take a break so Morgan doesn't get mad at me.
True. Oh, by the way. I'll let you guys know right now. John Morgan wants to sponsor the pregame show for Jacob Sports this coming football season.
It's going to be a massive one, baby. I love it. John Morgan is a great partner of yours. You guys have a great relationship. I love hearing
partner of ours, guy.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you know, your guys' relationship is special. Oh, yeah. I think sometimes people don't think you're, you know, you've been to his house for holidays and stuff. I mean, that's a good relationship you guys have. And
I know I'm not, listen, I'm not going to get political with you guys, but I walked over there once. You know who was over for dinner? Bill Clinton.
Oh my God.
I got an invitation to go to dinner, and in the invitation, I probably still have it. I got an invitation. Bill Clinton was there at his house. I walk in and there's Clinton, and I'm like, holy shit. Dude, Obama's been there. I know Trump's been there. I mean, he donates on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, he plays all sides. Yep.
He plays both sides. I know Trump. Hey, look,
I like him for a simple reason. One, I think he's a genuinely good man. I mean, I know I've read a little bit about him. I like him because he's good to bake sales. And he is a very, very successful Catholic entrepreneur who is very grounded in his faith. And for somebody like me, I mean, I look up to people like that. So obviously uber successful man. You don't drive through this city without seeing John Morgan everywhere. He's everywhere in this.
Let me give you one last thing with John. So he takes me in his office. This is Christmas Day. John does this, Xander. He opens up his checkbook. He goes like this. He writes all of his brothers checks for $350,000 for Christmas. Hands four of them checks for $350,000 for Christmas time. I looked at John and I go, he goes, well, I learned one thing, man. Got to take care of your family. And I go, you do this every year? He goes, yeah. So every year he hands his family a check for $350,000.
It's probably more than that by now.
Oh, well, yeah, probably $500,000, $600,000. Maybe
a more. They've done because what he's done is that he's given, not only has he given his kids, you know, jobs and stuff, but they're all equity owners in Morgan & Morgan law firm. So very smart what they've done, man. Very smart. Absolutely. What they've
done. All right, Big Z, I appreciate it, my friend.
Appreciate yourselves. Daniel Sweat. Milton Cilio.
Xander Smith.
Uche.
Remember, Xander Nolan Smith.
And Uche. Get it right.
That's right. Uche,
Uche. All right, see you, everybody.
Got you, brother. We'll catch you tomorrow on Birds 365. Speaking of my good friend, John Morgan, number one injury law firm in the country. And like I told you guys, make no mistake about it. John has the number one firm that's going to get the best for you and your family if you've ever been injured. With over $20 billion in recovery, that is the track record that Morgan & Morgan has. Told you about the family in PA, that right here, a family was offered $650,000. They ended up getting nearly $30 million in recovery for that family because the insurance company ended up shorting them. John Morgan said, no way. They went in and got nearly $30 million, $26 million actually. The other one down in Florida, $350,000. That's what the initial offer was from the insurance company when a client was injured. No way. They ended up getting $12 million in recovery. This is what the team of thousands of attorneys do at Morgan & Morgan. If you've ever been injured, please check out my friends at forthepeople.com/bigsales or #law529. That's forthepeople.com/bigsales or #law529. And do me a favor. You tell them Big Sales sent you.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.